Counterflow Long-Duration Energy Storage, Reality Check, written by Steve Hintoon and read by an automated voice. Here's the bottom line on carbon-free electricity. The proponents envision a massive portfolio of wind and solar generation. And somehow, the intermittent nature of these renewable resources will be covered by some type of storage. In other words, wind and solar output in excess of demand from hour to hour will charge the storage, and the storage will discharge into the grid when wind and solar output cannot meet demand. In theory, this can work. But as it is said, in theory, theory and practice are the same. In practice, they are not. One. As I've discussed before, renewable resources may collectively produce little electricity for days or weeks on end. Two, in 2018, there was a three-week period in PJM in which wind and solar resources averaged 10% of their combined nameplate capacity. Three. Thus, short-duration storage, 1 to 8 hours, is basically worthless to cover a demand-slash-supply drought that lasts for days. Short-duration storage is discharged in day one, there's no net supply to recharge the storage, and that's that. Game over. Enter long-duration energy storage. So that brings us to long-duration energy storage, or LDS. This is now portrayed as the solution to extended droughts of wind and solar generation. There are many potential types of LDS. Four, the most commonly cited type of LDS is iron air battery storage, as typified by Form Energy, which has raised almost $1 billion for this technology. Five. But hard data suggest iron air technology is not ready for prime time. Practice may trump theory again. Poster child, Form Energy California project. Data points come from a California Energy Commission announcement of a $30 million grant to Form Energy for a 5-megawatt/500-megawatt-hours battery storage project in Mendocino County. Seven. This is what's called a 100-hour storage project. 500 megawatt hours divided by 5 megawatts is 100 hours. And $30 million divided by 500 megawatt hours is $60,000/megawatt hours. Scoping the challenge. As noted above, because wind/solar generation can be small for days at a time, maintaining reliability would require some way to cover net load 8 for such a period. But how many days? A study of such renewable droughts in the U.S. came out last year. Nine. The study analyzed hourly data on wind output, solar output, and demand by region. The study is complex, but the gist is to confirm the need to somehow cover multi-day renewable droughts across a given region, with California the most vulnerable, with six-day droughts to be expected. The study also found that load levels are positively correlated with droughts, so low load cannot be relied on to help cover renewable droughts. What's it gonna take? Well, assume needing battery storage to cover 6 days of severe renewable drought in California. With an average hourly load in California of 28.8 gigawatt hour, 10 an average 80% supply/demand efficiency, 11 would be 23 gigawatt hour, which, multiplied by 24 hours and by 6 days, is 3,314 gigawatt hour. What's it gonna cost? Batteries to store those 3,314 gigawatt hour at a capital cost of $60,000/megawatt hours, based on the Form Energy project, would cost $198.8 billion, which at an annual carrying charge rate of 12% 12 is $23.9 billion per year. This is without any cost for the energy to charge the batteries, but let's optimistically assume the batteries can be charged with wind and solar otherwise curtailed, so the energy cost would be negligible. Is there some substantial offsetting economic value of the batteries, such as energy arbitrage between high and low cost hours? Well, the round-trip efficiency is 35% 13, which suggests limited energy arbitrage opportunity. What is the rate impact of this? If we divide that $23.9 billion per year by California's annual electric usage of about 252,000 gigawatt hour per year, 14, the rate impact is 9.5 cents/kWh. This would about double the generation component of California's average electric rate and increase the already high average retail rate by about 50%. 0.15, yikes. And this is just for the battery storage. The cost of the renewable generation itself is not included. Alternatives. There are other alternatives for covering California's renewable droughts, but I am going to focus on the existing natural gas fleet. Let's assume we can keep 23 gigawatts around to cover the average net load of 23 gigawatts during a renewable drought. 16. According to the California Energy Commission, the cost of retaining gas plants is between $34.26 and $43.05 per kilowatt/year. 17. I'll use the higher figure. So, the annual cost would be $990 million. We'll need 3,314 gigawatt hour of generation to cover 6 days. will use the National Energy Technology Laboratories or NET gas supply and other variable cost of $36.4 per megawatt hours. 18 for 1 6-day drought, the total fuel/variable cost is $121 million. So, the cost to retain natural gas plants and to cover their variable costs for a 6-day drought is $1.1 billion. Comparing battery storage and retained gas plant costs. Comparing the annual cost of battery storage of $23.9 billion to the annual cost of retaining gas plants of $1.1 billion means it would cost 20 times as much to employ battery storage to cover renewable droughts as to retain gas plants for that purpose. Yikes. And what about greening those gas plants? This is where things get really interesting. What's the additional cost to get to no carbon using the retained natural gas plants? There are at least three options: purchasing carbon offset credits for the carbon emissions from the gas plants, purchasing carbon offset credits that are solely carbon capture and storage, or CCS, and retrofitting the gas plants with CCS facilities. Regarding the first option, Bloomberg forecasts carbon offset credits to cost $13 per ton in 2030 and $20 per ton for high-quality offset credits under tighter rules. 19 Let's use the higher price and convert the $20 per ton to $9 per megawatt hours using an Energy Information Administration conversion rate of 0.97 pounds/kWh. 20 for 3,314 gigawatt hour per year, the cost is about $30 million per year. The second option involves carbon offset credits that are solely CCS. Bloomberg forecasts a 2030 price for such credits of $146 per ton. 21 Climeworks, a developer of direct air capture plants, is forecasting a $300 to $350 per ton cost in 2030 for new plants. 22 Using the highest of these costs and the preceding EIA conversion rate for 3,314 gigawatt hour per year entails a cost of about $525 million per year. The third option is retrofitting gas plants with CCS facilities at a capital cost, according to a NEL study, of $1,212/megawatts 23, which for 23 gigawatts is $27.9 billion, which at an annual carrying cost rate of 12% is $3.3 billion per year. The bottom line. Now let's compare the annual cost of long-duration battery storage with the cost of no/low-carbon gas plant retention alternatives. Long-duration battery storage, $23.9 billion. Gas plants with carbon credits, $1.1 billion. Gas plants with CCS credits, $1.6 billion. Gas plants with CCS retrofit, $4.4 billion. See the difference? What about future cost reductions, Inlds? This comparison of options is based on the cost of the Form Energy California project. There are claims of future large reductions in iron air battery costs. Let's assume the cost per megawatt hour goes down by two-thirds in line with Form Energy's claimed future reduction in the kilowatt per year cost relative to its California Project 24 and a similar two-thirds reduction hypothesized in an MIT study. 25 The economics remain dreadful relative to keeping gas plants around. And, of course, carbon offset and CCS retrofit costs may decline as well. Near-term implications. It is difficult to make predictions, especially about the future. 26 But it's the sheer uncertainty that militates for keeping natural gas plants around in some form. For example, instead of decommissioning gas plants, perhaps mothball them at relatively low cost. This would preserve the option of using carbon credit offsets and or CCS retrofit in the future. Big picture implications. This is extremely expensive. It does not make economic sense relative to retaining natural gas plants with various carbon abatement alternatives. Policymakers, legislative and regulatory, should insist on apples-to-apples comparisons of alternatives for abating carbon while maintaining reliability. Columnist Steve Antoun, principal of Energy Council LLP and a former president of the Energy Bar Association, has been practicing energy law for more than 30 years. 1https://quoteinvestigator.com/2018/04/14/theory/ 2https://energycouncil.com/wp-content/upload/2022/11/more-happy-talk.pdf https://www.energycouncil.com/docs/q-more-pixie-dust.pdf https://www.energycouncil.com/docs/q-the-pixie-dust.pdf https://www.energycouncil.com/docs/germanlaland.pdf https://www.energycouncil.com/docs/nocarbcalifornia.pdf https://energycouncil.com/docs/grid-batteries-cool 8 once more with feeling RTO insider 12517.pdf https://www.energycouncil.com/docs/battery-storage drinking the electric Kool-Aid fortnightly January 2016.pdf. 3 https://www.energycouncil.com/docs/cuethepixiedust.pdf. 4 https://energy.mit.edu/wp-content/uploads/2022/05/the-future-of-energy-storage.pdf. Pages 13-17. 5 https://www.scientificamerican.com/article/rusty-batteries-could-greatly-improve-grid-energy-storage/. 6 https://energycouncil.com/wp-content/uploads/2023/12/hydrogenreality.pdf. 7 https://www.energy.ca.gov/news/2023-12/SEC Awards 30 Million 100 Hour Long Duration Energy Storage Project. https://www.energy.ca.gov/sites/defaults/files/2023-10/SEC 500-2023055D.pdf. The economics of this project don't reconcile with a description of a form energy project in New York said to be twice the size at less than half the cost. https://www.nyserda.ny.gov/about/newsroom/2023-announcements/2023-08-17 Governor Hochul announces nearly 15 million in long-duration energy storage, although one difference is that New York limits its contribution to half the project cost. https://portal.nyserda.ny.gov/servlet/servlet.file. Download ?file equals 00PHC00001 Akoye. 8 Net load is gross load net of wind slash solar generation. 9 https://www.sciencedirect.com/science/article/p/s0960148123014659?via% 3 dihub. The press release summarizing the results is here. https://www.pnnl.gov/news/media/energy-droughts-wind-and-solar-can-last-nearly-week research shows. 10 https://filing.energy.ca.gov/get-document.asks?TN=254463, page 13. 11 This means that average hourly renewable generation is covering 20% of average hourly gross load by storage. This definition of severe renewable drought comes from this study. https://www.sciencedirect.com/science/article/ab/p/s0960148112829?via% 3 dihub, page 581 in figure 2. 12 An annual carrying charge rate reflects return of it on capital. It is currently 11.8% in PJM. https://www.pjm.com/media/committees/groups/committees/teek/2023/2023071/2023071 Informational Market Efficiency Analysis Assumptions, July 2023.ASHX. 13 https://www.energy.ca.gov/sites/defaults/files/2023-10/SEC 500-2023055D.pdf, page 44. 14 https://filing.energy.ca.gov/get-document.asks?TN=254463, page 13. 15 https://www.aia.gov/outlook/eo/supplement/excel/subtab_54.22. XLSX, focusing on the generation sector average component around $0.10 per kilowatt hour and average total end use prices around $0.20 per kilowatt hour. Other EIAA data suggest a higher current end use price around $0.25 per kilowatt hour. https://www.aia.gov/electricity/monthly/ep_table_grapher.php?TE=EPT_5_6_A. https://www.energy.ca.gov/data-reports/energy-almanac/california-electricity-data/electric-generation-capacity-and-energy. 17 https://www.energy.ca.gov/site/default/files/2024-01/SEC5001-2024003.pdf, page 10. 18 https://www.osti.gov/servlet/perl/1961845, exhibit 4-6, page 26. 19 https://about.bnef.com/blog/global-carbon-market-outlook-2024/. 20 https://www.aia.gov/tools/facts/fact.php?market=74 and t=11.20 dollars per metric ton divided by 2,205 pounds/ton is $0.09 per pound, which is $0.09 per kWh or $9 per megawatt hours. 21 https://about.bnef.com/blog/global-carbon-market-outlook-2024/. 22 https://www.cnn.com/2024/05/10/world/video/largest-carbon-capture-factory-opens-Voss-Wurzbacher-Infinity-Climate-or-Business-Fest. 23 https://www.usti.gov/servlet/perl/1961845, exhibit 4-5 on page 25, averaging the all-in task $/kW for the 295% capture projects. Transportation and storage of the carbon is projected by DOE/net to cost $3.7 per megawatt hours, table 4-6, page 26, which for 5,328,000 megawatt hours per year is a small cost of about $20 million per year. Another DOE retrofit study is here, https://www.energy.gov/site/default/files/2024-04/osht_portfolio_insights_cc_part_i_final.pdf. 24 https://www.docs.state.mn.us/docets/search documents.new?market=show-poop and document=OOA3887-00OOC24CBF6-45EC12098383DB, and document title equals 202332-194,396-08 table 1, making reduction from the California project $6,000,000/megawatts to $1,900,000/megawatts. 25 https://energy.mit.edu/wp-content/uploads/2022/05/the-future-of-energy-storage.pdf, page 37. 26 Dutch saying, circa 1937, https://quoteinvestigator.com/2013/10/20/no-predict/.